I'm Carol Hills with The World. If you want to start a fight here in Boston, you might just mention your love of rotaries. You know, big old traffic circles at major intersections. A lot of Boston drivers hate rotaries with a passion. Things might be different if we had more roundabouts. That's what they use in Britain. Roundabouts are traffic circles too, but they work a little differently. And there's one city in America that has so many of them that it's been nicknamed Roundabout USA. Carmel, Indiana. Jim Brainerd is the mayor there.
I was fortunate to spend a term during law school in England and saw roundabouts being used there, and they seemed to handle so much more traffic. So after I became mayor, started to do some research, convinced some of our consulting civil engineers to build a few roundabouts. We have. They work so well and are so much safer that we now have 102 in our city of about 100,000 people, more than any other city, regardless of size, in the United States.
And before you, were there no roundabouts, or were there a few and you decided, let's make more of them?
There were no roundabouts.
Hmm. How did Carmel, Indiana respond to the first roundabout?
Well, it was a brand new road that we were building on the edge of the developed area. And so people really didn't see them during the construction period. We opened the road, which everybody loved, and it had some roundabouts on it. And then we started to do a lot of public education about why we had built it that way. And people in Carmel love it. We can remove a roundabout today if we wanted to. The fights tend to be over which intersection is going to be the next one to be converted from a stoplight to a rotary.
Is Carmel mostly a newish city that is developing, and there's a lot of new building and new development, and the roundabouts are going into the new places, or are you retrofitting old places as well?
Both. It is a new city. At the end of World War II, it still had under 1,000 people. It was a small, rural farming community. Today, we're just under 100,000 in population. When I became mayor in 1996, we had about 29,000. So you can see there's been very quick growth. And initially, we put the roundabouts in the new areas. But then as time has gone on, they have become so popular among the people living in Carmel and traveling into Carmel for business. We have a large commercial core that we've started to retrofit existing stoplights with roundabouts. And in fact, we have 28 more planned over the next 2 years, and they're all replacing current stoplights.
Hmm. Now, we have a new presidential administration coming in, Donald Trump. Do you think that he and his administration will embrace this idea and give it more funding? I mean, he has said he's into infrastructure.
Well, I hope so. Federal transportation law already has some incentives built into the law to build roundabouts over the stoplights. It's called the congestion mitigation section. So if a city has certain amounts of congestion, you're allowed to get more than the standard 80% for a roundabout. In fact, you can go all the way up to 100% funding if the money's available to build a roundabout. Partially, one of the things that people don't think about, not only do they move far more traffic per hour, because of the lack of idling and the lack of starting from a dead stop, our city engineer has estimated that we're saving thousands of gallons of gasoline per roundabout per year as well.
It's amazing. It's amazing to hear about this kind of stuff in a city like Carmel compared to what we experience here in Boston. But I wish you luck. And James Brainerd is the mayor of Carmel. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, it's been great to be with you, Carol.